Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We would like to thank the High Commissioner for his presentation, and we thank the office for the preparation of this meeting. The global challenges which the High Commissioner pointed to in his statement and which translate into a growing number of displaced persons in need of protection is obvious in the reality of the Americas. The region is experiencing an unprecedented scale of forced displacement and mixed migratory movements driven by the persistence and intensification of root causes such as violence, lack of security, inequality, and the lack of opportunities. The countries in our region have been consistent throughout their history in opening their doors and showing solidarity to displaced persons. However, the scale of the challenges that we are grappling with right now call for more decisive support at the global level. Therefore, we join the call from the international community to contribute to bridging the major gap between the current level of funding and the resources that are required to ensure that the UNHCR, along with the reception countries, can continue to provide the necessary services in the countries of our region. Sharing the burden needs to be done in a more fair, foreseeable and long-term way. The report of the office on its work in the Americas for 2024 has shown that our region welcomed 20 million of forcibly displaced persons and other people in need of assistance and protection. This includes around 6 million refugees and asylum seekers, people who are fleeing oppression and the lack of freedom. In the face of this, and in opposition to the principle of non-interference in domestic affairs as an excuse to avoid scrutiny from the international community, a principle which is mostly demonstrated by dictatorships which are active in the machinery of expulsion, Argentina promotes the principle of non-indifference, both in order to tackle the causes behind the displacement and in order to respond to the serious human rights situations and the humanitarian consequences that stem therefrom. Therefore, Argentina complies with and will continue to comply with its duties to tackle this situation. According to UNHCR figures, in August 2024, Argentina welcomed more than 172,000 refugees, asylum seekers, and other displaced persons, most of whom came from Venezuela. And we have set up flexible regularization mechanisms in order to grant these persons the same treatment as people from the Mercosur countries. We can affirm that the people in need of international protection found in Argentina a place where they can carry out their lives and imagine their future in freedom. Chairperson, in order to respond to the new realities of displacement in our region, Argentina has a special humanitarian program for persons from the Mexican and Central American states that have been displaced by disasters, and this enables them to stay in Argentina for 3 years. Once those 3 years are up, the beneficiaries can access permanent residence in our country. This policy sets out a sponsorship program whenever an Argentine person seeks the entry of a person from these countries and also helps to ensure their maintenance for a year. The Cartagena Declaration set our countries on a course for an annual reflection exercise in order to identify new challenges and propose effective responses to ensure better protection and solutions for refugees and displaced persons. Honoring this responsibility, and under the leadership of Chile, Argentina is fully involved in the Cartagena Plus 40 process. An obscure paragraph, if I may, Chairperson, is something that I must mention, especially as regards the dark threats over entire families and human lives. Where are people going? Why are they fleeing? And what are their hopes? The dictatorships that pride themselves of being part of the global South are seeing the development of the global West, a development achieved on the basis of ideas of freedom. It is ironic that while the populist leaders of the so-called global South are placing their own people at risk as their people seek to reach the shores of Western democracies, Argentina reaffirms its principle of non-indifference between states. We should not turn a blind eye to the situation or downplay the human tragedy. Therefore, it is important to know what migrants are fleeing from. They are fleeing from wars that are triggered by terrorism and dictatorships. They are escaping economies that are undermined by populist leaders who claim to help poor people while actually generating more poverty. They escape from countries that criticize the West while seeking to emulate their principles, and they are seeking for them and for themselves and their children the possibility to live in peace. They are seeking for their children the possibility to achieve an education and economic prosperity and labor stability. These migrants are seeking something invaluable, which sometimes seems completely out of reach. They are seeking humbly to be the architects of their own fate. They are seeking to pursue their dreams and to flee the tyrants who believe that they can stupidly condemn the ideals of freedom to the electric chair. Thank you.